a hillside so steep, a shepherd so lovingly watches his sheep, and standing his guard, he is troubled to find. Instead of 100, just 99. Over the mountains and ridges he climbs, aware of the danger, but determined to find one he is seeking with all. In search of a land.
I listen to someone who's
hearing
the call, wandering aimlessly, far from the border. The mountains too steep,
determined to find one he is seeking with all of his might, the wayfaring lamb who is lost in the night. As long as I live, I cannot understand. In search of a land. So over the mountains and ledges he climbs, aware of the danger, but determined to find that one he is seeking with all. In search of a land.
Ways from Hebrews this morning in the book of Genesis, if you'll turn with us. Amen. 19th chapter. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'd like to read a few verses of Scripture in the 19th chapter of Genesis. And I'm going to skip around in this chapter a little bit. Verse 1, and there came two angels to Sodom at even. And Lot sat at the gate of Sodom, and Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them, and bowed himself with his face toward the ground, and said, behold now, my lords, turn in, I pray you, into your servant's house, and tarry all night, and wash your feet, and ye shall rise up early, and go your way. And they said, nay, that we will abide in the street all night. And he pressed upon them greatly, and they turned into him and entered into his house, and he made them a feast and did break unleavened bread, and they did eat. Amen. Verse 12. And the men said unto Lot, Hast thou here any besides son-in-law and thy sons and thy daughters and whatsoever thou hast in the city? Bring them out of this place, for we will destroy this place because the cry of them is waxing great before the face of the Lord. And the Lord hath sent us to destroy it. And Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-law, which married his daughters, and said, Up, get ye out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law. And when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, Arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him. And they brought him forth and set him without the city. Amen. Now I want to look in verse 24. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. Amen. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities and that which grew upon the ground. Amen. And 28, he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah and toward all the land of the plain and beheld, and lo, the smoke of the country went up as a smoke of a furnace. Amen. We might be seated this morning. Appreciate you standing for God's word. Amen. I want to let's call your attention this morning back to the verses number 16. The Bible said, and while he lingered, amen, the men laid hold upon his hand and upon the hand of his wife and upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him, amen. And they brought him forth and set him without the city. I'd like to use for a subject this morning, lingering within the gates of Sodom. Lingering, amen. I noticed in this verse here, this lingered. I thought the word lingers, it means to be slothful or waiting a long time, tarrying or just taking your time. And I thought here Lot just lingered. And we also find in these verses of Scripture where Lot is referred to as a righteous man. But yet, amen, we find here that Lot has received a word and a warning to escape from Sodom because of pending judgment that was coming to that land because of sin. And I believe with all my heart that Lot knew that this warning was from God. For we know in that first verse there that the Bible said that Lot was sitting at the gate of Sodom. And as he was sitting there at the gate, Lot saw, amen, these two angels at evening. And the Bible said he arose up and he met them. I believe Lot understood that this was the Lord, even trying to warn him concerning this judgment that was coming to Sodom. Amen. And with Lot knowing that the warning was from God, it looks to me that Lot would have been in a hurry, amen, to have heeded the voice of God and the warning of the Lord. Amen. But we find that word lingering there, amen, in that 16th verse, lingered. Praise God. And I thought, amen, that Lot Here the Bible said these men laid hold upon his hand and upon the hand of his wife and upon the hand of his daughter, the Lord being merciful unto him. I really wonder in my mind if it had not been for these two angels, amen, hastening and getting a hold of Lot and his family here, amen, whether Lot would have escaped this judgment, because we find, amen, he lingered. Praise God. But God was merciful unto him. Many of us here this morning has experienced that same mercy from the Lord. I was raised in church, heard many altar calls given, the Spirit of God dealt with us. Amen. But we as Lot here, we lingered in our sin. Amen. We felt that we had time. Amen. Everything would be all right. One day we'd give our heart to God. Amen. You know, there's been a lot of folks that's had that mindset.
Right.
Amen. That everything wasn't all right. Everything didn't turn out all right. Amen. Trouble came. Destruction came. But we this morning know about the mercies of God. I'm so thankful today, amen, that while we were yet sinners, praise God, Christ died for the ungodly, having mercy upon us, amen, in our sin, reached down into the miry clay and pulled us out, thank God. Amen. If it hadn't have been for the Lord, we'd be in that same condition that we was before. But his mercy reached down where we were. Amen. I thought, amen, that word lingering. Amen. I'm reminded of my uncle that used to, years ago, I don't know if any of you all, I'm from South Florida originally, and we have a lighthouse back home on an island called Sanibel Island. And my uncle, Cap, years ago, amen, was the keeper of that lighthouse. And back home there, we would have great storms that would come through, hurricanes, amen, great storms that come through the area. And my uncle was the keeper of the lighthouse, and they would send out the county, the state would send out warnings before these storms would come ashore, because there were low lands there, amen, that when the surf and the water would come, amen, those low land areas would get covered with water. And so they would send out warnings to tell them, amen, the storm is on its way, and we're going to give you a certain amount of time to escape, amen, to evacuate this place, because if you don't, amen, at this certain time, amen, we're going to shut down the highway. Nobody's going to be able to go over the bridge, amen. So we're giving you adequate warning and plenty of time to escape for your life. The storm is coming. Amen. My uncle said he remembered times when the warning would go out. There would be those that would wait and linger. Amen. Feeling like they had plenty of time. Amen. To get out. They'd wait till the last minute. The last moment. Amen. And they would think in their mind, maybe it won't be so bad. Amen. I'm just going to stay here and see. And at the last moment, I'll make my way and escape out. Amen. And they waited until it was too late. They closed down the road. Amen. And the storm came through. And there was great destruction. Amen. Many of them lost their lives. And I feel like telling us this morning, there is a great danger. Amen. When we don't take serious the warning of God. Oh, the Lord is telling us this morning. Amen. We need to be in a hurry. We need to take serious. Amen. We have an opportunity today. Oh, to get right with God. And make our calling and election sure with God. Amen. But if we continue to linger around. Amen, friend, it's going to be great destruction upon our lives. Hallelujah. My uncle told me, amen, he remembered, amen, going across the island, amen, and seeing the destruction that came when that storm comes. Amen, lives, amen, destroyed, people dead. Amen, but it was not because they didn't get the warning.
Thank God this morning there are folks today, amen, it seems that despises the warning of God. Amen, they don't want to hear the warning of God. Amen, they're tired of hearing the preacher. Amen, warn them about the judgment of God that's coming. But I want to tell you that's your only source. Amen, of escaping the judgment of God. How shall they hear except there be a preacher? And how shall he preach except he be sent? God has sent us warning. Amen, if we linger too long, amen, destruction shall come, amen, upon our life, just as it was, amen, with Lot. Amen, Lot lingered. Amen. He warned his family, his sons-in-law. Amen. Lot knew that this warning was, amen, a warning from God. Amen. If he didn't feel that it was serious, he wouldn't have ever even went to his own family. His sons-in-law, he went to them and warned them. Amen. We must escape for our lives. Amen. But the Bible said that he seemed as one that mocked, amen, unto his sons-in-law. Oh, are we not seeing that in our day today? Amen. Oh, there's a lot of folks, amen, that look upon the church. Amen. Those who's faithful to God, to the calling of God. Amen. Who will not bow, amen, but there's faithful to God. Amen. We're living in a world that has become at ease. Amen. They feeling comfortable. That's one of the dangers of lingering. Amen. When you linger too long, amen, you begin to get comfortable in that place. I want to tell you, friend, amen, we're in a great urgent hour, and the warning is a proceeding forth. Amen. And we need to be alert and be aware it's a dangerous hour to linger around with your soul. Hallelujah. Amen. We need to see the need. Amen. If we've ever pressed in, if we've ever got on fire for God, if we've ever saw our need of getting close to God, it's today. Hallelujah. Amen. I used to work for our senator in North Carolina. Millionaire. How many times? Worked for him about 6 years, and I was preaching revival at the church where I'm pastoring now before I started pastoring there. And the Holy Ghost was blessing, souls were getting help, and we were getting home. We drove about an hour and a half to be there every night, getting home about 3 o'clock in the morning. Amen. So the next morning I went to work, and the boss man came out later on that day. He knew I was preaching revival. He asked me, he said, Andrew, how's things going in your revival this week? And I began to tell him, you know, I was excited about what God was doing. Amen. And I told him, I said, I got home about 3 o'clock this morning. Amen. He asked me the question. He said, what in the world are y'all doing at church? What in 2 o'clock in the morning? Praise God. Well, you know, there's some things you just can't explain. Hey, but I said, Mr. Faircloth, I said, you would just have to go and experience for yourself, amen, what God is doing. Amen. We have family. Amen. We have friends, just like Lot did, that does not see the value, amen, of being where we need to be with God and being faithful to God. Amen. They wonder why, amen, that we want to be at church at every service. Amen. During the prayer meetings. Church, we're living in a world today, amen, that's getting slack. Amen. We're living in a church world, amen, that's backing up from their one-time experience with God. I'm preaching to you, destruction's coming. And if you've ever been at prayer service, you need to be there now. If you've ever been in the altar, you need to be there now. Amen. You don't need to keep lingering around. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Hallelujah. I got to thinking about Lot and why. I'm sure you've heard it preached, why Lot maybe, amen, felt the need of lingering. Amen. You know, it doesn't matter what really, how he felt, the warning was from God. Amen. And Lot was not seemingly to take it serious. Amen. That's the reason why he was lingering. Amen. That's the bottom line of it. He was not taking it serious. We got too many folks today that's not taking it serious. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm grateful for everyone that attends the house of God on Sunday mornings, Sunday night and Wednesday nights. I'm so thankful for it. Amen. I told some of our folks here a while back, amen, our youth service, amen, our choir was full of young folks, amen, singing. Praise God. And I heard somebody said, that is the future church. All of them young folks said it standing up there. Amen. And I told them, I said, you know, I said, we can't judge the future church by how many we see standing in the choir. Amen. Our future church will be those young folks that we see shedding tears on the altar. Amen. Taking it serious before God. Praise God. When we see them really taking it serious, brother. Amen. We can depend on that. Amen. That's what sustained the church down through the years. Amen. His folks, amen, losing the sight of the world. Amen. The world and the charms of the world don't seem so bright. Amen. When they get an experience with God in the altar and they pray through to that old time experience, brother. Hallelujah. In their heart, amen, is in serving God. Hallelujah. Amen. I read in the 13th chapter of the book of Genesis, and I wonder if this is one of the reasons that Lot lingered. Amen. 13th chapter. Amen. When he and Abram was dividing, amen, and separating themselves because the land, amen, would not hold, amen, them and what they possessed. Praise God. And we find, amen, the Bible said that Lot, which was with Abram, had flocks and had herds and had tents. Lot had possessions. Amen. Praise God. And I begin to think about, amen, when Lot made his choice to go down, amen, into Sodom, he looked and behold, the well-watered plains. Amen, that let me know that Lot's mind, amen, was on the welfare, amen, of what he possessed. He saw those well-watered plains, and Lot made his choice to go in that direction. And I am sure that while Lot was there in Sodom, amen, as his herds grazed upon them well-watered plains, I am sure that his flocks increased. His herds increased. Amen. There might have been some loss of family. Amen. But his family, his herds and his possessions increased. No doubt he had lands. Amen. And all of these things. Amen. And he heard the warning of God, escape for your life. Amen. But I can imagine in the back of Lot's mind, amen, he was thinking, all of these things that I'm going to leave behind. Amen. I've worked so hard for it. Amen. I've labored so hard for it. And now I'm going to have to turn my back. And the warning from God said, don't even look back into Sodom. Amen. This is a great danger. Amen. This is urgent. Amen. Get out of here and don't look back. Hey, I want to tell you this morning, we wouldn't have near as much trouble, amen, if folks would take serious and not even look back from where they came from. If we could understand God's way so much better. Hallelujah. I haven't been sorry of one day, amen, that I turned my back on sin, amen, and I started walking in the light, amen, walking with God. Hey, it's been a wonderful way, amen, hallelujah, amen. But Lot, amen, lingered within the gates of Sodom. I'll tell you, there is no place for us in Sodom. There is no place for us in the world. Amen. He said, I have called you out from among the world to be a separated people. Hallelujah. And he went on and he told us, he said, don't even touch the unclean thing. Amen. Oh, amen. There is no place. I thought even Lot was sitting at the gates of Sodom. Amen. But here we find where the Bible said that the angels took his hand of his wife and him, and upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him, and they brought him forth and set him without the city. Without the city. Praise God. You can't have one foot in Sodom. Amen. You can't have one foot in Sodom, one foot in the gate, and one foot out of the gate. Amen. If you've got one foot in Sodom, when destruction comes, brother, amen, destruction will come to you. Amen, brother, we got to get out all the way out of Sodom. Praise God. Amen, Brother Smith, can we do that in such a time as we're living in today? Amen, friend, we're living in a Sodom. If we've ever lived in a world that's like unto Sodom, we're living in it today. But I've come to tell you, friend, amen, you don't have to live in Sodom. Amen, God has called us out of Sodom. Amen, into his marvelous light. And you can live saved, and you can live sanctified, and you can keep the Holy Ghost in such a time as this. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I'm so glad. Amen. That God has been merciful unto me many, many times. Hallelujah. See, we battle the same enemy. No doubt was causing Abed Lot to linger. Praise God. We're in an untoward generation. We're in a generation that seems that Psalmist David said, amen, if riches increase, set not thine heart upon them. Amen, we are in these last days. Amen, and that same enemy will speak to us, amen, and try to cause us to feel, amen, that we can just have one foot over here, amen, in the world, amen, and one foot in the church. Dibble dabble, amen, in this little bit over here, sin won't matter too much. Amen. Praise God. In my local church where I pastor, there is a young lady. Amen. She always sit on the back pew of the church. Praise God. And she was very bashful. Amen. I could see that seems that she had a desire, amen, to do better. Amen. To get closer to God. But there was something that was holding her back. Amen. Brother Teague was in our area. Brother Curtis Teague was coming through. Amen. He preached for us one Sunday night, just one service. Amen. He preached on that subject where, amen, said, since the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force.
Amen. He preached on getting violent. Amen. Praise God. And that young lady, amen, that seemed, amen, was right on the edge of wanting to go forward with God. Amen. God just helped her that night, being merciful unto her. Amen. He helped her come out from where she was. She hit that altar. Amen. It seemed, amen, brother, amen, she got somewhere with God. Amen. I want to tell you, she has not been the same since that day. Praise God. She made it up in her mind. Praise God that she was going to get down to business with God. She stood in the church just before I left. Amen. She said, you know, there's not many of you here, amen, that knows. Amen. You know I come to church. You see me in the house of God, but you don't know, amen, what I had in my heart. Amen. She said, I wanted to go forward with God. Amen. But she said, I loved movies. Amen. I loved movies. And she said, I loved the violent movies. Amen. She said, I would look in the paper every week. I was hooked and addicted, amen, on violent movies. But she said, amen, I was sitting there on my pew that night, and the preacher said, amen, that I've got to get violent. And she said, I understood. Something clicked in my mind. If I'm going to get from where I am to where I need to be with God, amen, I'm going to have to get violent and realize it's time to get down to business with God. Amen, brother. She hit the altar and prayed through that night. And I'm telling you, brother, God has been doing something in her life. Amen. She said, I've lingered too long. I've sat back too long. Amen. It's time to get engaged. It's time to go forward with God. Hallelujah. Oh, the great dangers of lingering. Amen, lingering. Praise God. So many linger. God has been merciful unto them. But even when God's mercy is extended to them, they still refuse to submit to God. And many of them, amen, are just like these in Sodom. Praise God. The Bible said that when Lot looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah, toward all the land of the plain, beheld, lo, the smoke of the country went up as a smoke of the furnace. Amen. They went down in destruction. I feel like telling you this morning, God has dealt with me. Tell somebody this morning, you're lingering too long. Amen. And it's a critical, critical hour that we're in. Hallelujah. I appreciate, amen, Brother Savage asking us to come. I feel very honored for him asking us to come. But I told my church before I ever left, I said, I don't want to go if God don't help me to be a blessing and a help to somebody. Amen. That's the whole purpose of me being here. Praise God, I'm not interested in building a name. I just love to be like one of those angels to grab a hold of somebody. Amen. Help somebody see their need. Amen. Oh, get in a hurry for God. Whatever you find to do for God, do it quickly. Amen. Do it with all of your might, friend. Amen. We don't have much time left. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Brother, I'm going to maybe mention this, amen, during this week, because I've been so excited about what the Lord's been doing for us. Amen. Praise God. When we first started pastoring our church where I'm at now, amen, I'm in my ninth year. Seemed that there was altar calls. Folks seemed like was so hungry and eager to get to the altar to pray. Brother Prescott was the pastor there. Brother Bill Prescott's father was the pastor there, amen, for 9 years before I came. Wonderful man of God. Amen. Brother Prescott, amen, preached. Amen. The church loved him. Praise God. And there it seemed that folks was desiring to get in the altar to pray and seek God when I first came there. After a period of time here, probably just maybe 8 or 9 months ago, amen, my heart become heavy, burdened, because I seen a lack of interest, amen, of folks coming to the altar to pray. Amen. You know, it's really sad, amen, when you see folks who have once had a desire to pray, and then they begin to slide back and lose their desire to pray. Amen. It seems to me we are seeing a lot of that, amen, in our day to day. Praise God. We're not seeing a whole lot of folks escaping Sodom. Amen. But we are seeing quite a few folks is sliding back into the gates of Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen. I tell you it, God don't want it to be that way. The preacher don't want it to be that way. Amen. Once you ever get out of Egypt, once you ever get out of Sodom, praise God. God wants to give you such an experience. Amen. That where you won't never have another thirst or another hunger, another desire to ever go back again. Amen. To that country from whence we came out of. Hallelujah. Amen. But I got a burden and I got to pray and seeking God. Amen. And I told my church, I said, some of you are not praying like you used to. Amen. And the Lord dealt with me, Brother Savage. He said, I want you to get preaching on the Holy Ghost. Amen. And I want you to preach on the Holy Ghost, the purpose and the need of the Holy Ghost, until somebody receives the Holy Ghost. Amen. I've never had God deal with me like that. Amen. I said, God, you mean every message, preach on the Holy Ghost till somebody gets the Holy Ghost. Amen. I didn't know how long it would be. Amen. That I'd have to preach on the Holy Ghost. Amen. I believe it was about a month and a half. Amen. Every message I got up to preach, amen, I didn't have to tell them what my subject was. They already knew I was preaching on the Holy Ghost. Amen. That Sunday night, Brother Savage, amen, we got a call in the church office. A young girl, very young girl, lost without God in college. Amen. Mom and Daddy goes to our church. Amen. She quit breathing. And they had to rush her to the hospital. And the church was in the altar praying, seeking God. And it seemed like the altar call was going pretty good. Amen. But that lost soul in the hospital. Amen. One of my deacons said, Brother Smith, you and your family go ahead on. You and your wife. Amen. Said, we'll be here in the altar praying. We went on to the hospital. Praise God. And after a little while, I got a message on my phone. Amen. My 11-year-old daughter. Praise God. They said, Brother Andrew, she just went through. Amen. To the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Amen. Well, I don't watch movies. Amen. But I did ask them to play me a little clip. Amen. On that phone where I could see what was going on. Amen. And I looked and I seen my little 11-year-old daughter, hair going that way, shouting and praising God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'll tell you, brother. Amen. My soul was on fire. I was so happy. Amen. I never thought it would be my little girl be the first one. Amen. Well, as quick as we saw the girl was going to be okay in the emergency room, we struck out. And I normally try to abide by the law. Amen. But I'll have to admit, brother, I put her in the wind. Amen. Praise God. I headed back to the church. Oh, amen. I got there and they were filing out of the church. Amen. Drove up in the churchyard. Amen. And they all surrounded me. Brother Andrew, you missed it. You missed it. You missed it. Praise God. They got to telling me about it. And one of the young boys that's there that's been seeking the Holy Ghost, I guess for 2 or 3 years. Amen. He said, Brother Andrew, what you gonna preach on next? I said, well, you know, I said I was gonna preach on the Holy Ghost till somebody gets the Holy Ghost. He said, Brother Andrew, don't quit preaching on the Holy Ghost. He said, I want the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Amen. I told him, I said, son, if you want the Holy Ghost and you got a desire for the Holy Ghost like that, you're going to get the Holy Ghost. I'm going to tell you, when you quit lingering around and you get down to business with God, the promises of God are yea and amen. Hey, we just got to get engaged and see our need. Amen. Pressing on toward the promises of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Savage, since that night, we've had 6, amen, to go through to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And the devil that said, you mean you're going to look like a fool preaching every service on the Holy Ghost? Amen. I got to be able, brother, amen, to look at the devil. Praise God. Amen. And shout. Amen. The word of God is true. The word of God is right. And the word of God this morning is, it's time to quit lingering around and get back in the altar and go through to what you need with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Andrew, how do you know we need that here at Massanova? Well, praise God. If you don't, you're different from every church I've ever been to. Praise God. Including mine, right on. Even though we've had 6 to get the Holy Ghost, we've still got some. Amen. They've seen the power of God. They've witnessed. And they've been eyewitness of those getting the Holy Ghost. Hey, and they're still lingering around. He said, it is expedient that I go away. If I go not away, the Comforter will not come. Hey, it's needful. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We had one lady in our church, brother. Praise God. We've been in this thing so long sometimes, Brother Savage, we take for granted the promises of God. Hallelujah. They're real. They're real. And this lady in her 60s, upper 60s, she hasn't been everything that she ought to be. Amen. Seemed like, Brother Savage, she had backed up for a good long while. Amen. But I noticed she started getting an interest in coming to church. And the Indian folks that I pastor, Brother Savage, you've been there, probably 98% Indian people. They're very family-oriented people. Very. Amen. And so she saw her daughter-in-law go through to the Holy Ghost. Amen. And so the next night I was sitting there at the side door, the entrance in the church. Amen. And this lady come in and she said, Preacher, she said, I come after mine tonight. Praise God. Amen. And you know us holiness preachers, sometimes we think, well, you might need to get a little bit more sanctified. Amen. Well, we don't know it all the time. God knows more about you than I do this morning. He knows whether you really want it or not. Hey, if that woman said, I come after mine tonight, we couldn't even get a prayer request. Amen. She stood up And she got to telling the church. She said, my daughter-in-law got the Holy Ghost last night. She said, I come after mine tonight. Praise God. And I'm telling you, folks got out of their bench and they went over to where that elder woman was. And they got to praying with her. Amen. And it wasn't just a little while. She laid out on the bench and the Holy Ghost, amen, come in that vessel. Oh, glory. Amen. I read where Jesus said, have you received the Holy Ghost? Said she believed. They said, we haven't even heard that there even be a Holy Ghost. I'm telling you this morning, amen, there is a Holy Ghost. There is a promise of God. And it is for you this morning. And it is nothing but the trick of the devil and the devices of Satan. Amen. To continue to cause you to linger around. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. We preach against worldliness. Amen. And rightfully so, because it's prevalent in our day. Amen. But I don't dare to say this morning, one of the greatest sins that is so evident across our churches is folks sitting on the pew knowing what they need to do. Knowing what they need to do. But they sit there and they linger. Stand with me all over the church this morning. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. God wants to bring you all the way out. Amen. When God brings you out, brother, you'll say bye to the world. You won't even want the world. Praise God. Can I be just a little bit bold? I know this is my first day. Amen. One of the reasons why a lot of folks still have a taste for the world is because they haven't never really got fully out of the gates of Sodom. Amen. They still got one foot over there in the gate. Amen. We're going to have problems until you get all the way out. Praise God. But when you get out and you find this joy that's unspeakable and full of glory, when you get out and you find what wonderful way it is to serve God, amen, you won't want to go back into that place where you came from. Hallelujah. Amen. Maybe our sister will play this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. No doubt there's somebody here this morning that's lingered. Amen. I remember you would just have to know me and where I came from. I was one of them little boys that sat on the back pew of the church. I used to love, sister, to watch the saints get happy. The glory of God come on them and they'd shout. Oh, I'd sit on that back pew and it just made me so happy. Praise God. Amen. I was so bashful, so bashful. Amen. A couple of my friends that I knew sat on the back pew with me. Probably just as bashful as I was. I seen as they got hungry for God, desire for God. They left that back pew, went up to the altar. They started going through to experiences with God. Hallelujah. I begin to have a desire and a longing in my heart. God, I don't want to stay where I'm at. I'd love to move on with God. I prayed, sought God until I know God had fully sanctified me. Praise God. And I was still sitting on the back bench, Brother Savage, in a watch night service about 12 o'clock. Praise God. My wife's granddaddy, you met him, 1998, went through to the baptism of the Holy Ghost, an elder man then. Praise God. And That night I said, God, I'd sure love to have the Holy Ghost. I got to praising the Lord and worshiping the Lord. Hallelujah. And I'd never shouted before. Praise God. I was one of them, brother. I said, if I ever shout, I know it's going to have to be God. Praise the Lord. Amen. But I got to praise him, the Lord. Amen. And I felt something when it went down in my leg. And my leg got to moving. Amen. And I couldn't hold it still. Praise God. Amen. I knew, brother, something got a hold of me. Hallelujah. Amen. I said, God, amen, I'd love to have the Holy Ghost tonight. And I felt the Lord said, amen, why don't you run? Amen. I struck down that middle aisle. Praise God. About halfway down that middle aisle. Amen. The Holy Ghost came. Hey, thank God. I ain't never had a desire to go back to the back bench again. Amen, friend. It'll make a difference when you get a desire and a hunger for more of God. Amen. I'm pretty sure Brother Savage wouldn't mind having some of you young folks to move off that back. Amen. And get on up here on the front and get on fire for God and get what you need. Amen. It's getting late, friend. The Holy Ghost is sending out a message today. The anointing of God is continuing to anoint the preacher, but it's not always going to be this way. Amen. Well, you can take advantage of it. I'd urge you this morning, see your need. See your need. Every head is bowed across the building. Amen. Hallelujah. Where would Lot be if it had not have been for that angel grabbing a hold of him, pulling him out? Hallelujah. Amen. I tell some folks sometime, Brother Savage, I've dealt with a few folks that said, we don't like the preacher to come to us. And I'll be honest with you, I don't do that much. I hardly very seldom go to anybody unless I know definitely for sure that God deals with me. Amen. But I told them, I said, you know what? Some of them seemed to, amen, most of them were lost. They don't want the preacher, nobody to come to them. They seem to get a little offended if they do. I said, you know, this morning, if that rich man could come out of hell, amen, he could stand here before us this morning. He wouldn't be bashful. Amen, he'd go to any one of you here this morning. And I believe he'd do just like this angel done with Lot. He'd probably latch a hold of you this morning and try to pull you down. Amen, to these altars and tell you, amen, get ready. It's real, it's real. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Who among us this morning with all these heads bowed, amen, feels an urgency from the Lord this morning? It's time to move. It's time to move. Amen. I've been here too long. I've just lingered. Amen. Brother Savage, I'm dealing with now, and I hope this morning, Lord will help me right here just a moment. I'm dealing with now not just possessions with people, but people's careers sometime are getting in their way of making a move with God. Amen. In my area where I pastor, we've got a state university. And in our area, we're mostly prominently Indian people. And through our tribal council, they give scholarships and they give different things to the Native Americans to be able to go to school for free. And we've got folks, Brother Savage, that has one time, I've had preachers in my church. I've had folks seeking God in our altars that have begun to seek after a career. Praise God. They come to church on Sunday morning, but on Sunday night, they got to stay home and do some homework. Amen. Some of them has made it to be teachers. They got to stay home and grade papers. Amen. They've sought after a career until the place. Amen. They're beginning to linger and linger around. Amen. I preached to some of them just recently, and I've seen tears come out of their eyes. They know they need to move. Amen. But they're lingering around. I don't know where you are this morning, but I'd like to say to you today, this is the most important thing in this world. Staying in the altar, getting somewhere with God. Is there someone would like to pray this morning? Maybe there might be a lost soul across this house. Amen. That's lingered around. The Spirit of God is here this morning. And I believe the Bible said the Spirit says come and the bride says come. Whosoever will, let him come. Would you come this morning? Is there a lost heart here today? Amen. These altars is open. Maybe somebody that needs to come on. Get fully sanctified. Receive the Holy Ghost. Amen. Would you, let's come this morning. Find us a place in the altar. Amen. Come, would you, church. Let's find us a place. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Don't linger. Oh, why don't you come? Don't linger. Hallelujah. Oh, the danger. The danger. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is pleading with you this morning. Move on. Climb higher. Oh, press on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 My Jesus, my Jesus, my Jesus. Glory, glory. Do touch him, Jesus. Touch him, Lord. It's growing late. It's growing late. Time is of an essence. Oh, precious Jesus. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. My Jesus. Hallelujah, bless us, Lord Jesus. Oh, God. Don't let me linger too long, God. Let me linger too long. Oh, help me to see my need as never before, God. Earnestly pray and seek God. Oh, touch him, Jesus. Touch him, God, this morning. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
We've got to justice.
Righteousness scarcely make it. Scarcely.
Oh,